Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of We Sing Our Faith. It is not only 20 years of ministry that I'm celebrating with my husband, but 20 years of working together for the Lord. I mean, the beauty of ministry, the beauty of family life shared. We've been married many more years than that, in fact, double that. But the ministry that we started doing together in 2005, and here we are in the year 2025. I can't believe it's been that many years.
I think it's incredible that this is only the second time that you've had me on your show.
Well, you know, it's kind of like really good chocolate. You
don't want to.
Yeah, can't overdo it.
Good save, Julie Carrick.
But my husband, Kurt Carrick, is joining me today. And so we want to take like a little journey of not only the ministry itself, but really engage all of you who are listening today to think about how you might want to have this ministry in your parish. whether as a parish event, like a mission, evening of reflection, perhaps there's a special conference that you are aware of in your area. So it's not just writing music and writing talks, but the work behind the scenes. And so many times I get the credit because I'm the main speaker and an artist, but my husband, Kurt, has all of these phenomenal ideas. And in fact, when we had the celebration with the Guadalupe Radio Network for their 25th anniversary, Kurt really finally got to shine a bit as far as being the idea man behind We Sing Our Faith. So that was awesome. And so we're going to kind of go back and forth today with a bit of music and also both of us sharing a bit about what it takes to actually do a ministry like this. So,
and I find it exciting right now for me in particular, because I've tooled up and I'm back 100% after COVID, and we still had, like, I had a job, and now I'm back to my primary ministry 100%. And so I'm really excited about getting the word out and getting back into that cycle of seasons and events, and we're the easiest people in the world to work with. So yeah. I'm looking forward to getting back on the scheduling.
And I'm excited to have him back. I mean, it's been interesting to wear multiple hats and to see him doing that, but to have the beauty of being able to do this together, I'm just so excited. And so we're actually going to begin today with a Mama Mary song, because truly in 2005, when Kurt joined the ministry full time, it was really at the prompting of our Blessed Mother.
She just told me to do it, so I figured I better listen. She literally told me to do it.
To do this. So our very first song today from me, your host, Julie Carrick, is the song From Mother to Mother.
My daughter to the heart of Jesus. Evil in the world is coaxing her away. Sins of flesh, of soul, of heart enticing. Girls with you, knowing you will take them to your son, helping me until this work is done, interceding for us till the battle's won. Soul of heart enticing. Darkness of sin tugs at his soul, and he needs grace. From mother to mother, I know you know my heart is true. Mother interceding for us till the battle's won. Interceding for us till the battle's won.
Love that one.
Oh, that one gets me. Well, I have a hard time singing it with you sometimes because it gets me and I get that croak in my voice. I'm like, that doesn't sound good, but
right,
she gets me.
Right. Well, one of the other exciting things that we are bringing to Carrick Ministries is our daughter, Heidi. Heidi Glaze. And she is actually going to be on next week for the live We Sing Our Faith. The voice that you heard singing along with me on From Mother to Mother is Heidi. And the beauty of her voice, the beauty of her ministry, I don't want to steal the thunder because she has so much to share next week about a very special focus of ministry. But I know that you are going to want to get ready to call in next week when we have the live show. So that's a little teaser to say that. Oh, it's exciting to add another person to the ministry.
And unexpected, because the focus that she's going to have and the things that she's going to bring forward for people who struggle, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. In fact, it already is.
Oh, it already is. And so that's going to be an amazing thing. And Heidi, and then, of course, Father Mike Jolie is one of our artists as well. He is a priest from Virginia. And just Kitty Cleveland, we love Kitty. She is another artist that you can reach out to us through Carrick Ministries, as well as others. But today we're going to be focusing more on what Kurt and I do behind the scenes. So beyond writing the music, tell our listeners a little bit, like, what does your day look like sometimes in the office? What are some of the things that you're doing with the ministry, the nonprofit side? What does that look like?
Well, it's not very pretty, I can tell you that. usually starts with a cup of coffee and sitting down and opening up my computer and going through my checklist. I have constant communications going outbound. I'm often assessing, you know, what clusters I can put together. Now, Texas is a great place for us to do that because you're heard all over Texas, and we've been all over Texas. So if you're in Texas and we haven't been there yet, wait for my call because I'll be on early. So
and Florida and a lot of places, Maryland. I mean, places all around. I am just so excited in these outbound calls. So when people send a note, they'll send in a thing, and many of you may or may not know this, but Kurt is the Foundation Operations and Events Director. And so that's not just a fancy title. When you think about foundation operations, so in order for us to even do the ministry, we have to have funding. Like, we have to have the financial things to get stuff done, and then the event director. Helping each parish, each conference, each diocese, when you all are looking for that perfect topic of all things Catholic, and to have the right speaker, the right music, the right emotional and as well as the catechetical connect that we need to have, Kurt has such a fantastic way of pairing you with just the right person from our work as well as the right theme. And when we think of themes in all things Catholic, we could not continue for one more second today without going to the Eucharist.
Absolutely.
You know, the beauty of the Eucharist within our Catholic faith is everything. To realize that our Lord loves us so much that he came here, he literally sacrificed himself for us, and then did not leave us alone, but remains with us in the beauty of the Eucharistic embrace. And one of the very first projects that we did when Kurt joined the ministry was one that was called Shades of Grace. And this particular song that we want to go to next is the Eucharist focus of that project. And at the very beginning of it, you're going to hear Kurt's spoken voice as he shares some of the beautiful poetry that talks about that magnificent gift of love that Christ offers us in that passion and in what he was willing to do to be our Savior and our sustenance. And then you'll hear his voice singing alongside of me.
And I'd like to challenge you, if you're from another faith group that has a sharing of the breaking of the bread or the juice or the wine, to really lean in and listen here, because the Eucharist is Christ, and Christ is the Eucharist. He's alive today in our modern world in the Eucharist and the Holy Spirit. So when you're partaking in a celebration or a rite involving bread and wine or bread and juice, lean in and imagine, you know, that you could be receiving Jesus Christ in your hand, touching him and drinking his blood as commanded in the Bible. It's an amazing, very factual, and mind-blowing, spirit-blowing experience.
And truly found only in the Catholic Church. Like every other denomination, it is truly only a symbol. But to hear the beauty of this, the reality of this within the Catholic faith, is the only church where he is truly in that communion, body, blood, soul, and divinity. With that in mind, from Kurt and Julie Carrick, Eucharistic Grace.
For they shall pierce my side, I full well know that as sin came, so sacraments might flow.
Who knows not love, let him assay and taste that juice which on the cross a pike did set again a broach. Then let him say, if he ever did taste the like, love is that liquor sweet and most divine, which my God feels as blood, but I taste as wine. Grace is what you offer us. Grace.
given for your freedom. This is my blood shed for all mankind. Take now and eat till the day of my return.
How can I receive what the heavens can't contain? What appears as bread and wine comes in my heart to dwell.
I love that. And I love that you are back full time. I love that I've been able to steal you away from the other work.
Yeah, I wasn't loafing at home, that's for sure.
But to have the beauty of this, you know, working together as husband and wife. And, you know, I remember for years people would say, wow, that's a lot of time together. How mm-hmm. do you guys do that? Like, do you get sick of each other? Do you get tired of each other?
And we just do fun stuff, though. You know, it's not a situation. We don't get tired of each other. We've been married now 42 years.
Amazing.
And we found happiness somewhere around 20. And you know that
true.
There's no competition. There's just no need to be anything but happy.
Yeah.
And it's our choice.
And living in the grace of that sacrament is such a beautiful thing. And
that's what keeps me going.
Oh, I'll tell you. And, you know, it was quite a few years ago when I was going through rather a difficulty of an ailment. I was going through lung cancer, as many of you know. And one of the songs that was written in that experience was the song Red Wine. And there's just something beautiful about that focus of the wine being brought to the altar, the beauty of our Lord taking something as simple as wine and that is transformed into his blood. And when we think of a marriage and the beauty of the marriage sacrament and how in our Judeo root, wine was used in that celebration with each of those blessings on the marriage. And so with all of that, the joys, the sorrows, the sufferings, and the triumphs, this song, it'll touch on all of those. So again, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, my song, Red Wine.
Red wine, glass of wine is shed as we journey through this life together. Through the joys and laughter, through this time of tears, the treasure gift of friendship is his fear.
Now, it's amazing, right, to be able to take something as simple as music and lyric and bring it together, and yet there's so much more. When we think about each of the themes that the parishes, conferences, and events want, Kurt, what would you speak to that as far as if somebody calls in and they say, we're having a Marian event, or we're having a pro-life event, or whatever, how do you kind of narrow it in for those parishes and other events?
Well, we talk about what they're trying to do, who's involved. Is it a pro-life group that's wanting to do something? Is the parish primarily focused on deeper prayer, devotions? What are we trying to accomplish? And there's always a theme that can be supported with your, you have, what, 14 CDs of recorded music and discussion. And these are written from a Catholic perspective, and they touch on everything from life to Mother Mary, Marian movement, marriage, children, work, being in the state of despair and needing the grace that Christ offers us, Eucharist, sacrament, there's everything. So if you're not sure what you want, but you know that you want to do something, we can have a conversation and figure out what would be the best thing to do. And I can guarantee you that, you know, short of a parade, we will know the right Catholic thing to do, the thing that's correct in the church or in the space that you'll hold it, yeah, and present a top-notch, 100% Catholic program for you.
I love that. And you know, it is so much more than the music. So many times people look at me because I am a contemporary Catholic recording artist, and a number of our presenters are. And in fact, our newest one coming on board with Heidi Glaze, an amazing voice. But it goes past the music. There is such a depth of the teachings of our Catholic faith. And when we hear the Word of God, you know, when we hear His Word proclaimed in sacred scripture, when we hear the Word that is taught within our faith through the catechism, through the saints, through those doctors of our church who have given us such a rich and full teaching, that Word needs to be spoken. And so to be able to pull together these themes of various Catholic ideology and to bring that together in an event, it's just our heart to do that. And you know, speaking of the Word of God, that's the next song that we want to go to. The beauty of the song, Speak to Me. This one, you will probably recognize the very beginning of the melody because it really is our beginning and ending music of our program. And we've been using it for 12 years, but you never get to hear the whole song. So we're going to share this song with you now, and then we're going to come back and talk about a magnificent sacrament, which is sometimes kind of overlooked when we think about special presentations for Catholic churches. But from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Speak to Me.
to know of you. To know but never touch. My soul seems to know you're here, but my eyes still.
Love singing that one. You know, every week when I hear that little teaser music for the program.
Oh, it's great energy, isn't it?
And I hear those words, you know, from 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah got tired. And, you know, we can get tired. We can get tired and we can say, Lord, do we have to keep doing this? But I have to tell you, in 20 years of doing ministry, I feel like I've finally just not just found my stride, but I'm enjoying this stride, you know, this time of ministry.
She's really rocking the stride. But it's time. It's time we've been kind of, you know, the last few years have been really, can anybody go outside today? You know, where are we at in the country? What are they doing? What's the norm for our COVID mentality, the things that we've done to protect ourselves and our families from getting sick, and to move out of that cautious dialogue of you know, internal struggle to going outbound again and to be doing itinerant ministry together. And Julie's never stopped. She's been on the planes. She's been dropped off at the airport like the old days, and she would fly out and do her things and come back. But to do them together, to put together clusters and point-to-points and get on the bus and take off, that's the meat and potatoes for anybody that's doing this kind of work. Because it's deep prayer. It's music. It's meeting beautiful people. And the only way I can sum that up is grace. Mm. You receive more grace when you do the Lord's will than when you do what your wife wants you to do.
And you know, and sometimes, you know, in the midst of this type of ministry, it is very easy to overlook some of the sacraments. Like I said, one of them that many times people look at is almost a negative when it's not. Like the sacrament that we're going to speak about right now is reconciliation. The beauty of being able to go to confession and know that your sins have been forgiven. When you are contrite and you bring that to the Lord through the ear of his priest and the beauty of that sacrament. I mean, I don't know how many people get excited about going to confession, but I can tell you this. When I've done one of the events where that's a focus as a part of it, I see a light in people's eyes. I see that heaviness, like, removed. It's the most beautiful thing to find, as Kurt was saying, joy. Like, it's true joy. To have that sense of rebirth because you know that you are loved so much by your God that he was willing to come here for you, each and every one of us. He came to redeem us, to love us, to bring us home to him eventually, and to have the beauty of that sacrament to prepare our hearts so that when we have had a proper reconciliation, when we've had that time to sit and talk with the priest, and we know that we don't receive that, you know, forgiveness from the priest. The forgiveness comes from God himself, from Christ alone comes that forgiveness. But when you hear that word spoken in persona Christi through his priest, and you hear that, your sins are forgiven. I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There is such a magnificent grace that pours in through that. And when Kurt and I first began in ministry, the song Grace that we're going to share with you next is one of those that was so perfectly timed in our personal life, as well as it is in the life of this ministry, because it's timeless. And for us to have been in the place that we were in 2004, where we kind of hit the wall. I mean, it was a rough year in the Carrick household. And to come back not only from that, but stronger because of it, is amazing. And again, you're going to hear so much next week when Heidi Carrick Glaze, when she is on with us next week, to hear that redemptive love of God and the beauty of that grace that just flows. But for today, we want to share it with you, sung by Kurt and I, the beautiful song of reconciliation, Grace. It's beautiful. It's timeless because that sacrament is timeless. Now, we should tell you how to get in touch with us. The easiest is you go to wesingourfaith.org. That's the simplest way to get there, wesingourfaith.org, and click on the link for Carrick Ministries Foundation. And at that page, you will see Kurt's face. He's there ready to serve. You'll see the artist, myself, and others that we represent through Carrick Ministries. And you'll also see the link there that if the Holy Spirit is touching your heart to be of a support to the ministry, that's always welcome. But the best way to support any Catholic ministry is to have the events brought to your parish. People don't want a handout. We want to be a source of that grace within your community. And the laborer is worth his wage. What do you say to that?
I'll say that that would be true. Yes, absolutely.
The beauty of it. And again, wesingourfaith.org. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you. And now the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour. Whether you are now planning your Advent missions, Advent evenings of reflection, or maybe you're looking for something even into the Christmas season. You know, Christmas is such a busy time, but we're not opposed at all after Christmas Day to come during that beautiful time between Christmas and then the beginning of the new year where we celebrate Mary, Mother of God. And that every one of the seasons of our faith, you know, we begin with Advent after Christ the King, right? We have Advent, we have Christmas, we have that stretch of ordinary time before we get into the Lenten season, which is a beautiful time as well to have missions and evenings of reflection.
And not too early to plan that.
It's not. And then the joy of Easter. I think a lot of parishes forget that we have those weeks and weeks of Easter that lead up to that pinnacle of Pentecost before we then ebb back into ordinary time, which, you know, I've said this 100 times if I've said it once. In the Catholic Church, there's no such thing as ordinary time. It is all extraordinary.
And the reason that it's always extraordinary time is that we have Christ in our daily life, in the physical being that He gave us. He gave us in the Eucharist.
I love how you described that earlier in the program, too, that, you know, many of our Protestant brothers and sisters have what they call a communion service. And it's lovely, and it's that time of where they call it remembering, that they remember back to something. But in the Catholic faith, we know the true faith given to us by Jesus Christ Himself, that it's not just a remembering, it's an anamnesis. You know, and the best way to really look at that anamnesis is, like, it sounds crazy, but if anyone has ever suffered a PTSD, they don't just remember the incident, they literally are experiencing that incident. They have the same emotion, the same what they've gone through when they have that particularly difficult thing that they've gone through, whereas in the Eucharistic life, the beauty of that life is that we're not just remembering an event that happened in the past. We are literally there in that moment. It's not a remembering as past, but a remembering of being present. And the beauty of that in the Eucharist began for us, and this is the song that's going to take us to the top of the hour, the beauty of the song Manducate. This life began for us in our salvation story in Bethlehem in the manger. And so the beauty of these seasons of our faith, where we are available to come for all of the different seasons, for me, Christmas is such a beautiful time to focus on that. So those Advent missions that lead us up to it, and then to have the beauty of Christmas, where we meet in Bethlehem, we meet in the stable, we see Christ laid in the manger, or in Latin, manducate, which literally translates to take and eat. So let's listen to Manducate, and we're going to come back for just a couple of final words from Kurt on the best way to reach out for an event for your parish. But for me, your host, Julie Carrick, Manducate.
just fill me. Mandukate, come receive. Mandukate, life eternal. Take and eat the living bread. In Bethlehem, the house of bread, was born the Lamb of God. Come and see the newborn King resting in the manger. Mandukate. As Mama Mary laid you down, you closed your eyes in slumber. Not by chance, but you ordained your body to be laid in the manger.
Resurrected, Mandukate.
Thank you for joining us. I want to remind you that we are at the helm of Carrick Ministries Foundation, and if you are one of my regular priest friends or administrator friends, you know how to call me. For the rest of you, I'd love to meet you, and if you have a theme that you want to put together, we can make that happen. And Julie, what is the best way for them to reach us?
So to go through the website, visit wesingourfaith.org and then click on the link for Carrick Ministries Foundation. And at Carrick Ministries, you'll be able to take a look at a lot of the different themes that are available for all of your various Catholic events, as well as take a look at some of the artists who are part of our workaday and willing and just joyously waiting to come to your parishes. So now,
we can guarantee you're going to find Catholic ministry, and we will, if you're not Catholic, we will welcome you and help you understand what we crazy Catholics believe.
It's beautiful. So now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
The family that prays together stays together. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, along with Adam Bly, co-host of The Spirit World, every Saturday morning here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Did you know that Adam and I are also on the air every day? That's right. We're daily contributors to Morning Joy, Where Truth Matters, hosted by Keith Downey. Each weekday at 6:15 a.m., we join Keith for a segment called The Next Right Thing. And we talk about taking the next step on the road to holiness. It's a great way to start your day, and I hope you'll get up early to listen. Even if you can't listen live to Morning Joy, you can listen to our Next Right Thing segment anytime you want on YouTube. Just look for the Guadalupe Radio Network and you'll find it. That's youtube.com/GRN online.
Join us in praying an Our Father for seminarians and all who are discerning their vocation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
What do quasi-Christian sects like Jehovah's Witnesses and Star Wars have in common? They all talk about a force. For these sects, the impersonal force is the Holy Spirit. They believe this because in John 14:26, the Greek word for spirit, pneuma, is neuter, as opposed to personal terms like father and son. So, how do we respond? Well, first, if we hold to this line of reasoning, we're going to have to say God himself is an impersonal force because he's referred to as spirit in John 4:24. But these sects wouldn't want to make that conclusion. Second, the verse that's used in the objection says of the Holy Spirit, he will teach you all things. Folks, impersonal forces don't teach. So, the Holy Spirit is not some impersonal force. He's a person that we can have a relationship with. I'm Carlo Broussard with A Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.